Hello and welcome to In Business Talk 2. We are thrilled to welcome you to our bonus episode of our Friday Fix. In our bonus episode, we will be discussing a business-related subject with either one of our wonderful In Business Networking members or a fellow business owner who will be sharing their advice, thoughts or knowledge on a particular topic.
We're your hosts, Tracy and Ian Earle, founders of In Business, a networking and business support community. We host online and face-to-face events and we'd love to meet you, so why not come along? The link to book is in the show notes. Our guest this week is Pete Can, the Laughter Man, and Pete is on a fun-filled mission to bring the positive benefits of laughter to the world. So welcome to our Friday Fix episode of our podcast. Today we have with us Pete Can, the Laughter Man. Welcome, Pete.
Welcome, Pete.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us.
We're going to have some fun today.
Okay, just before we start, would you like to just tell us a little bit how you, a little bit about what you do and how you got involved in being the Laughter Man?
Yeah, of course. So I am a laughter yoga leader. So I bring laughter yoga to people, basically, to the world, but predominantly focus on corporates, to sort of Zoom team meetings. So when people are feeling like they need that little bit of energy in their meetings, then they book me to come and run a 30-minute session. But previously, I still actually run a hospitality business as well, but ultimately, I suppose sort of when that all sort of shut down to a point in 2020, I dived into laughter yoga as a mental well-being tool for myself. But then next thing I know, I start getting booked into these corporate businesses. So actually, it's been a real, interesting ride, actually, to be fair, in the last couple of years.
It just shows you how things can change, doesn't it, really? How
I was going to say, is it a relatively new thing, laughter yoga?
It's been going for 26 years.
Really?
Oh, right. Oh,
So it was founded back in 1995 by a guy in India, a doctor, medical doctor in Mumbai. But it fell onto my radar in 2016 when I was at a festival. And I heard laughter and I thought there was a comedian on stage, and sort of I was greeted by 100 people lying on the floor laughing. I was like, this is a bit mental, really. And so then saw it was laughter yoga, went the following day and did the whole session. And the lying down bit was the end of the session. And I was one of those 100 people laughing and couldn't stop laughing. And then once we did a meditation, which is how we finish a lot of laughter sessions, I came back to the field sort of really just energized and really just feeling really good from having this full belly laugh for such a long time. And I knew then that I had to find out more about what laughter yoga was and how I could bring it into my life, I suppose. And, ultimately I brought it into my business and brought it in with a few of my team members. And then when COVID shut the business down in March, I then dived into laughter yoga, like I said earlier, as more of a mental well-being tool, and then got a booking. And then another booking, and then next thing I know, I am the Laughter Man, which is fantastic. So it's a passion as well as now obviously a business, which is amazing.
Yeah. It sounds like you've found your calling, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
And it sounds like it's a lot of fun as well.
It really is. It's just to have that many people. I mean, sort of the biggest audience to date was like just over 1,000 on stage, which was just like to hear that many people laughing because of the exercises that I was running through was just, amazing. And just knew that, like you say, my calling, I just felt natural, stood there and doing this. So, it was brilliant.
So what are the benefits? I'm sure there must be lots of benefits. What are the benefits then of laughter yoga? Can you talk us through some of them? Because it's quite interesting.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, probably the core benefits are it's a release of endorphins. So basically, when we laugh, we get the spike of endorphins, which are our happy hormone, which basically flood our brain. And we also get spikes of serotonin and dopamine. So all these good neurons that are flying through the brain. But it also reduces stress and anxiety. So actually when we're laughing, and I mean, so when I say laughing, I'm not talking like ha ha ha, like a short time. I'm talking about, when you can't stop laughing, you're completely present in that moment. So you can't be stressed, overwhelmed, anxious. So actually, and it can last up to 24 hours after a full laughter session as well. It also connects us. So when we're laughing with people, we feel more connected, we feel safer, secure. And also it's a really good cardio workout. So ultimately we're laughing we're taking fresh oxygenated breath into our body. So ultimately, when we breathe out the stale air, we're getting fresh oxygenated blood breath into our body, which ultimately gets everything moving, and also it improves our immune system. So there's just loads of benefits to laughter.
I suppose laughter is actually contagious as well. When you hear people laughing for some strange reason, you can't help laughing, especially like babies, kids and things like that.
Yeah, kids and babies,
when you ever see anyone laughing, when they're having a really good laugh, you for some reason want to laugh as well. So I can see how it connects and everything. It's a strange thing, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this, you know, the contagiousness of it is what is the magic as well of the laughter yoga. So the yoga bit, always people think, well, what do I need a yoga mat? Are we doing downward dogs and all of that stuff? But it's none of that. It's all about yogic breathing. It's all about that deep breathing. But when you're in a big group of people, or even on Zoom, to be fair, it works. So if you see, say, your work colleague laughing, that maybe they have more of a serious role day to day, but then you start seeing them let go and laughing, that also sets you off. And then next thing you know, you've got a whole Zoom room full of people laughing in different places in the country. It's fantastic.
We're going to have you at one of our events, aren't we, shortly? So it'll be good to experience it in real life.
So do you travel around then? What is it you say? You get bookings for all sorts of things. How do people know about you? What is it that they've just heard you or whatever?
Yeah, so I suppose with my business acumen, I use like Google, Facebook ads to sort of market myself, so people find out that way, and then I basically get booked from, well, now things are opening up. I've got a few stage jobs this year. I did one last at the end of last year. And, you know, so again, I suppose put yourself into that environment where you're at an event and it's post lunch, you know, a little slump. We just filled ourselves with bread. We're just a bit like, ugh. And no one wants that graveyard shift as the speaker. But actually, that's where I come along and go, that's the spot I want. I want that spot because I get everyone stood up, I get everyone moving and energized. So then actually whoever's on after me has a full room of like engaged, energized people. So that's sort of, yeah, one of my many sort of revenue streams, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the idea then? Are you going to be growing? Are you going to grow this? How do you see this going? Are you going to employ other laughter men as your associates? How do you see it taking off? In what sort of direction?
It's exactly that. I mean, so when I discovered, sort of got into the laughter yoga world, so there are other laughter yogis, but quite a lot of them are a bit more spiritual led rather than business led. So I'm already, you know, I've got a few people that do subcontract, I suppose. I'll get a job where I can't do it, and then I've got some trusted suppliers that I'll get them to run the session for me. So I think the growth platform for me is to sort of be the head of this sort of laughter community, really, and creating online courses so people can actually dive in and learn to be able to laugh for no reason without, you know, maybe seeing it people in person. So like having those tools. So I've got, there's lots of different avenues that I've got sort of for my revenue stream, so I'm really excited about. And again, that must be the business head space that I've picked up over the years.
Yeah, well, like we said earlier, it's funny how these things come about, isn't it? Something that you knew about since 2016, but really, I don't suppose you'd done a lot with it until a couple of years ago, when you thought, "Hang on, is there another avenue for me to work on something?" And it perfect time, wasn't it? Because people are getting more into well-being and stuff. I don't know, especially over the last 2 years, it's become at the forefront of everything, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so sort of 2000, like I say, 2016 is when I discovered it. 2017, I went back to the same festival and consumed it all 4 days, and just to get more understanding of what it was all about. And then it wasn't until 2019 where I used to not work Fridays. That was like a mantra, I don't work Fridays. And so what I used to do then on the Friday, because obviously I knew lots of business owners because of the, obviously running a business already, I used to knock on their doors and say, let me come to your office for free. I'll run this session, but I'll bring a video camera with me and I'll record it. So I create an asset, basically. And in 2019, I was very much going around and starting to build up this little bit of a following. And like you say, and then 2020, when everything shut down, it was very much a case of, well, and I'll be honest, actually, it was the main thing really was that I was used to being so busy as a business owner. Then all of a sudden, all of that was just taken away. I just didn't have anything to be busy with. And I know a lot of people that maybe sort of got into gardening or whatever, just something to keep them busy. Whereas I was just like, actually, let's just dive into the laughter. And yeah, like I say, it's just grown from there, really.
Yeah. How did you learn then? Did you go on some sort of yogi laughter course or something, or is there an accreditation of, how does it work?
Yeah, so there's laughter yoga leader training, and then there's like a teacher training where you can teach the leader. So I went on a training weekend because at the beginning of 2019, I was at a retreat for other entrepreneurs. It's self-led. And I said to them, look, let me run this laughter yoga thing that I've been into. And they're like, yeah, go on, Pete, run it. So I did this thing on a Saturday morning and had like these 15 entrepreneurs just laughing, like literally uncontrollably. And then on the Sunday evening, they were like, well, you know, we were setting our intentions for the rest of the year. And I said, oh, I'm going to start up a little laughter club. And this one of these ladies came up to me and she said, you know, I'd love you to come and run a laughter session at my boot camp. And I was thinking, yeah, sure, not a problem. And I was like, how many people? She's like 150. I was like, okay, yeah, let's do this. So I was just like, right, straight away, looking on Google, you know, where can I learn how to become a laughter leader? And just because ultimately, you know, it just helps, doesn't it? If you know the process and you know what you're doing. So, yeah, so that was back in February 2019 that I'd become. It was March, actually, March the 3rd, because my certificate's just up there. So,
And is it well received by everybody? I mean, do you get some...
Do you ever get any miseries?
Basically miserable so-and-sos who don't want to join
Determined
in.
Not to laugh, yeah.
Yeah. So what's interesting is that there's... Okay, so when you're live in person in a team meeting, there's always a few that are sort of on the edges and just going, well, actually, I don't get this. I don't want to sort of... let myself go. But actually, after sort of 5 or 10 minutes of me running the session, they sort of can't help but get drawn into everyone else that are laughing and having a good time. Zoom is another beast, because ultimately it's quite easy to just pick up your phone over here and start looking at your phone without. So I just try and ignore those people, if I'm honest, or I use sticky notes to cover the screen of those screens. So just focus on the ones that are laughing was a bit of advice that I got given quite early on. And I think ultimately, or unfortunately in life, we always sort of focus on the people. Like, so for instance, when I've done a session with a stage of people, everyone's having a really good time, but there's that one guy that sort of stood there just looking at me like that, and that's the one that I'm focused on, because you just naturally
pick them out.
Whereas really what we should be focusing on is the people that really get it, because you give more energy to them that ultimately then, you know, ripples out. So there are some people that I just think it's more so the people that are completely, I don't want to do this, I don't want to try it, I'm not open-minded, I'm not even going to give it a go, I'm not going to entertain this. And it's like, which is really upsetting, because I think we should all try different things, just to, you just don't know, do you?
If you're going to enjoy it. Was there a post on LinkedIn or something worse to that effect this morning? Somebody said they didn't like
networking.
But they'd never tried it.
So I put on something like, she actually, the girl's turned a bit bitter and twisted now. She's replied to me. And I just says, well, how can you make a comment in something if you've never tried it? Then she went on to say, well, I'd never, you know. I knew I wouldn't like jumping off a cliff without a parachute. And I thought, well, that's like a stupid analogy. And I said, well, who would want to jump off a cliff in there? I thought, how can you sort of say that? And I thought, but she's gone a bit bitter and twisted now. Yeah, so I sort of backed out. I thought, oh, I really don't need this. I was just trying to make a point.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, how do people know that they don't like it until they've tried it?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, as well, with the laughter side of things, it's you know, the first time you do it, it's wacky. It's wacky. We go childlike. That's the plan. It's like we become children and we play. And so the first time it's sort of breaking barriers. But I think it's probably the third time is when actually you properly get it and you get involved with it. So, you know, and it's not for everyone. But then, hey, running a marathon's not for everyone.
Or networking.
Or networking, yeah, exactly. or base jumping, you know.
I mean, I wouldn't jump off a cliff either without a parachute. So I'm not, this is going to seem a strange question, but what's the sort of funniest moment you've had as the laughter man? Is there a standout moment when it's gone really, I don't know, something really funny's happened, or it's been a really funny time, or is that
the all funny times? I think, it's really, the funniness is, because it's not jokes and it's not humour. So that's the bit, ultimately, I suppose, that my persona is quite entertaining, which is great. But I think probably more the standout moment was sort of that first session I ran for 150. Now, this wasn't funny, just so you know. So, but this young girl came up to me with her gran that I didn't know was a gran at the time. And she said, oh, my nan wants to talk to you quickly. And I'm like, yeah, not a problem. She's just like, and so nan turned around and said, look, I just want to let you know I've not laughed like this for 9 months because I'm in remission. And I was just like, wow, okay, so this is really powerful as a tool, you know. So people actually, you know, and so thinking a funny side of thing, I mean, it's not, yeah, everyone laughs, Ian, like every time I do the laughing yoga, everyone laughs. So it's like, it's not a funny thing, if that makes sense. It's more of the profound stuff when people come up to you and say, actually, that made a massive difference to my day or my week or my year even. So,
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, actually. What differences have you seen it make? But I think you've perhaps answered that, unless you can think of anything else.
Yeah, well, I think also for my own personal benefit, if I'm honest, because, you know, again, like I, you know, we run a, like I say, run a business. So the chef agency was turning over, you know, seven figures pre lockdown. We had a team, we had an office, yeah, everything was moving. We were having lots of holiday, you know, we'd set after 11 years, set up this amazing,
nice business.
Exactly. And then once that got sort of shut down, and, you know, there's a lot of people that listen to this, I'm sure, that got affected. But, you know, anybody in hospitality and event industry definitely got really slammed. And I remember Chloe and I literally screaming into pillows because we couldn't control what was going, like we were just trying to control our energy, because actually, you know, a lot of the stuff, because we supply chefs to care homes. So actually the beginning bit, we were talking to a lot of care homes, and actually that conversation was quite hard as well, because ultimately they were like, you know, we've got COVID in, actually we've lost a few residents. And it's just like, and then you've got the chefs that were like ringing because they were desperate for work. And then, so actually using laughter yoga, not because none of it was funny, it was just actually to keep my energy level in the right place, because actually, you know, and I say this when I do my teachings, it's like, you can't control anything that's outside the world. You cannot, but you can control the brain. And, you know, actually using laughter as a mechanism to keep you at a sort of higher vibration is, I find, really, really useful for myself and, you know, for many others.
And can you give us a little sample of what's involved?
Yeah, of course. It would be rude not to, wouldn't it?
It would, really. I knew you would. But I had to ask.
So then basically, like, if you're listening as well, obviously, please try this at home. And even if you are driving, you can try it. I promise it's not too stressful. So what we're going to do, we're just going to take a nice deep breath in, and we're just going to let out a long sigh. Okay, so breathe in and sigh. Okay, so now we're going to take a deep breath in. We're going to let out a long ha. Okay, so deep breath in. And we're just going to go ha. Ah. That's all laughter is. It's just a ha on an out breath. Now, because you two lovely people are sat in the same room, I want you to look at each other in this next bit, okay? So we're going to take a deep breath in. We're going to hold it for 5 seconds. And we're going to laugh for 10, like it's the funniest thing we've done all day. So deep breath in. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, and breathe in, and just breathe out. That's just a little spike of what I do. So there's lots of other exercises. But, I mean, how do you feel after that little bit?
It definitely works.
Yeah. It makes you feel happy, doesn't it? I mean, laughter does make you feel happy, doesn't it? You can't laugh and not be happy, really, can you?
Mm-hmm. There must be so many benefits.
Yeah.
You know, other than the things that you've mentioned. I'm sure there must be other things, benefits that people see.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just like, you know, so I've got a podcast where I interview laughter yogis, basically. That's sort of, I go off around the world, find out all these different yogis. And a question I always asked them was that, you know, when was the last time you had a cold? And they were just like, some of them can't remember because they've got this daily laughter practice where they laugh for 10 minutes every single day with either on their own or with people. And so basically their immune system is strengthened, and it's just like, actually they can't remember the last time they had a common cold. There's another study that literally has just come out where they used laughter against sort of anxiety, and it was anxiety for IBS. And they had this study, and there was actually proof at the end that laughter, like a daily laughter practice, was more powerful than medication for actually the lasting effects of, you know, of the anxiety levels. So it really does work. I think it's just having the, and I suppose for me personally, it's, I'm championing this now. It's like, right, this really works. It worked for me. I've seen it so many times, and just trying to, especially the Western world, obviously, because it started in, you know, in India and Asia, and I think Eastern medicine, they're definitely more open to alternative,
different forms stuff, aren't they? Completely.
Mm. Whereas the Western world, we look at stuff just going, what, actually you can just laugh things off? That makes sense. So
cool. And if people do want to get in touch with you, then Pete, what's the best way?
So best place to find me where I'm most active is LinkedIn. So just if you type in hashtag the laughter man, though, you can find me on all platforms. But if you want to come and say, well, I'd love you to come and say hi and have a giggle with me, definitely. So LinkedIn's where I'm most active.
Oh, great stuff. Cool. Lovely. Well, we'll put the link to that in the show notes.
Yeah.
And probably to your website and other various channels that you're on, so we'll get those from you later and put them in the show notes.
Yeah, and thank you for coming along today. It's been fun. <Can't> we mean it.
And on that note, I think we'll say goodbye.
Thanks again, Pete. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Take care. Bye bye. We're almost at the end of this week's show. Just as a reminder before we go, don't forget to book your place at one of our online networking events where you can meet some great business owners and build those business relationships. We believe the best business comes from the best relationships, and the link is in the show notes.
We'd also like to mention our books, which are available on Amazon. The first one is How to Improve Your Business Networking Skills, and there's 52 tips in there to help you on your business networking journey. We've also got our Notably Networking One-to-One Networking Notebook, a place to keep all your notes from all those follow-up one-to-ones that you have. And last but not least, our 90 Days for Your Success Journal, where you can plan, set, and plot the actions you will take to achieve your goals in just 90 days.
Thank you so much for joining us this week on In Business Talks 2 Friday Fix. We hope you've enjoyed it, and if you have, all that we ask is that you simply tell a friend about the show. And please follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. We'd really appreciate it. Until next time, this is Tracy and Ian, and together we are in business. Goodbye.
Goodbye.